Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Cooler temperatures on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. June is Seniors Month, and to mark the occasion, the Community Training and Development Center and Northumberland YMCA are partnering on a June 8th event from 9:30 to 3 p.m. that will introduce local seniors to more than a few new ideas. The day begins with a screening of the movie Silver Screamers at the Best Western Plus Coburg Inn and Convention Center. Featured at Toronto's Hot Dogs Festival, Silver Screamers is about a group of senior citizens who decide to do something really new and different by creating a horror film. Following brief presentations, the action moves down the street to the YMCA for lunch and an afternoon of music and movement and other activities. The event is free. The Town of Coburg's Community Services Division invites community members to a May 25th open house to review and provide feedback on the draft Parks and Recreation Master Plan. The event will run from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cameco Room at the Coburg Community Center. Town staff and consultants will be on hand to provide further information and answer questions. The draft plan and feedback tools will be open from May 20th through June 8th. Northumberland County is inviting residents and businesses to a public information session to learn more about planned road safety and infrastructure improvements along County Road 2 in Grafton. Taking place from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday at St. George's Anglican Church, the session will include information on enhancements designed to improve pedestrian safety, traffic operations, and roadway conditions through new and relocated pedestrian crossing features, rehabilitation, and related infrastructure upgrades in the area surrounding County Roads 2 and 23. This will be an opportunity for residents to speak with county staff and ask questions about the planned construction and anticipated timelines. This period is anticipated to be July through September, with temporary lane restrictions during this period. Access for residents, businesses, and emergency services will be maintained through construction. In sports, the Montreal Canadiens are in Raleigh as they prepare for Game 1 of their Eastern Conference Finals Thursday with the Carolina Hurricanes. Game 2 of the Yankees and Jays tonight in the Bronx as the Jays lost 7-6 last night. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers tonight, risk of a thunderstorm, low of 13. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high 18, UV index 9 or very high. Thursday, sunny and 16. Turn to Northumberland 89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.